is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
I was going to start the show with it's going to be a good day, but you know what? It is a good day. It's a good day. A little rain in the Albuquerque area, and every time the weather comes up with people, it's hey, how can you ever complain in New Mexico about getting precipitation? Thank you, Lord, for the rain. Thank you for the whole Seattle vibe today, or Anchorage, or whatever, Portland, whatever Pacific Northwest is your favorite. I don't want any letters or emails about it. So anyway, hey, Easter is just around the corner. Now, take notes if you can. And if you take no other note on Easter, note this: calvarynm.church. Really, all the information you need is there. But I do want to let you know, we will be back at University Stadium on April 9th, Easter Sunday, for the sunrise service at 7 a.m. I'm going to guess the gate opens like at 6 a.m. Typically, that's the case. But we will be providing coverage starting at least 6:30, right from the stage. We'll cover what's going on there. And if you've never been to Easter Sunrise Service, here's what you can expect this year anyway. Calvary Worship Team will be there with guests Stars Go Dim and Garrett Hornbuckle. And, of course, a message from Skip Heitzig themed The Heist. This is going to be cool. You're going to want to check this out on Easter Sunrise Service. Translations provided, again, for the Spanish-speaking population and the deaf. The Sunrise Service will be live on YouTube and on Facebook. And there are additional Easter services at all the Calvary campuses. And the information there, again, at calvarynm.church. Note this, though. Just before Easter, there will be no service that Wednesday, April 5th, just prior to Easter, or Saturday night, April 8th, the day before Easter, that in preparation for the Easter services. Good Friday services, per normal to a certain extent, services will be at Calvary Church Osuna campus. And yes, I did say services, the typical noon in the amphitheater with a message from Skip Heitzig. And prior to that, you can register to donate blood. You could probably just show up and donate blood, but it's going to work a lot easier if you register to donate blood with Vitalant Blood Drive that's happening at the Good Friday service noon on Good Friday on the Osuna campus. And then get this, Good Friday, a 6:30 p.m. service in the sanctuary. That's, I believe, the first time that, for that. So if you missed most or half of what I said or I totally confused you, go to calvarynm.church, and there you will find all of the details. And, okay, let's welcome our guests into studio. This month, KLYT is featuring CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque as our Mission New Mexico ministry. And what we do is every other month we pick a local ministry that's doing great work like CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. And you hear their spots playing all month long. Jennifer and Paula are both here today. So ladies, welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
You stay dry.
Yeah,
you can get dumped. you got here after the rainfall.
After the rain,
we have plenty to talk about as far as CareNet and what is going on. Mm-hmm. Now, let me kind of tease for the listener. Throughout today's show, we're actually going to be sharing three different songs from the Christian artist Matthew West. He has three songs that are supportive of sanctity of human life, and we'll hear those and actually hope that it'll generate some conversation here in studio as we listen to them and go through them. We'll do that in our final three segments of the day. in this segment, I did want to make sure we cover a lot of the content that's vital for CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. Let's start with one of my favorites, the banquet.
Yay!
We are so excited about our banquet this year.
How far off is that going to be from Mother's Day? May 9th is...
is the week before, the weekend before Mother's Day.
Okay. Invite someone to go with you, though, to the banquet.
Yes.
What happens at the banquet every year?
Oh, goodness. Well, we're celebrating our 40th year anniversary as CareNet as a whole. So it's our annual banquet.
Nationwide or Albuquerque?
Albuquerque.
Okay.
Yes. So CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque is, we have six locations, and it will be taking place Tuesday, May 9th, starting at 6 o'clock. Doors open at 6 p.m. You can always go to our website at carenetabq.org and go to partner with us, and you will be able to see our event there.
All right, including the banquet.
That's right.
What's for dinner?
Oh, goodness. Prime rib.
Okay.
Or there's a vegetarian option as well.
Yes.
Okay. Prime rib or a stick of celery?
There you go.
Well, there you go. You get a choice. Yummy dessert, for sure. Our special guest is Seth Gruber. He will be speaking at our banquet this year, and we are delighted to have him.
What does Seth do?
I'll let Miss Jen.
Yeah, Seth Gruber is a pro-life activist, and what he's known for is going across the nation to college campuses.
Okay.
He just started his college campus tour 2 weeks ago, and the great thing is that he goes and educates people on apologetics. So it's basically apologetics 101. What he's going to be talking about and teaching us at our banquet is how to take the pro-life message to the streets.
Okay. How's he been received?
He's amazing.
I mean, I'm just wondering, on college campuses, that feels like battleground territory.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. Thankfully, he is well-versed. He grew up in the pro-life community. His mom was an executive director of a pregnancy center.
Mm-hmm.
So as he likes to say, he was pro-life from the womb.
Right.
He is the founder of the White Rose Resistance. I encourage you to go onto YouTube. It's an amazing, powerful story of how he founded the White Rose Resistance. And it goes back to Nazi Germany. And that's all I'll say. It's beautiful. It's amazing.
Huh.
And he ties it back to the genocide of what's going on today with abortion.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can I put you on the spot?
Absolutely.
Okay. Let's see what we can do about getting Seth Gruber on ABQ Connect. Even if it's over the phone, you know, or we can connect with him if he's traveling. That'd be great to hear more about, you know, we'll tease. We want people to go to the banquet.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want them to give away, you know, don't want to steal his thunder for that Tuesday night, May 9th at the Marriott. Mm-hmm. Even if it's near the, is there like a deadline for registration for the banquet or?
There is a registration deadline. It is first come, first serve.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing things a little different this year for registration. So once it sells out, it does sell out.
Okay.
Tickets are $25 individually.
Now, if hopefully you'll sell out.
Yeah. We're
but
praying.
In the event that you didn't, will there be walk-up opportunity?
Not walk-up opportunity, but we leave registration open till the very day before the event.
Regardless, we'd love to get Seth on and really give the listener who's on the fence of whether or not they're going to go, you know what? Not only do I need to go, I need to bring so-and-so. They need to hear this.
Yes, we're actually, we have opportunity for people to host a table if they are interested in that. And they can always contact us to contact Jennifer to get that information. But we are looking for hosts.
Okay. And you can go to carenetabq.com and go to, you know, find the events. And I'm sure they'll find out more about. Any more on the banquet?
You know, another perk is that if our table, if people are, if people want to host, a table, they get the opportunity to have a VIP meet and greet with Seth
Gruber.
Oh,
nice.
Yes. So that's a little perk.
Good job.
That is an hour before the banquet. So Seth Gruber is very well known. So I know that there is folks listening right now that know who he is.
Uh-huh.
So that is an additional perk if you would like to be a table host.
All right. And the banquet is not your only event. The open house baby shower. Is that an annual event?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Okay.
Yes.
And what happens at the, well, it's pretty clear. Is that going to be at one of the centers?
We actually have them at every center.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So all five of our brick and mortars have open house baby showers, and we partner with.
Did you say five?
Yes. We have five.
The Lord locations.
The Lord is doing big things for the pro-life community in Albuquerque, and we have opened our fifth location in the South Valley. So each location will have its own open house baby shower.
Hey, I understand our friends at KFLQ are a big part of that too.
They are. We are partnering with Family Life Radio. They come alongside of us. They help us with drop-off locations so that folks around the community can go to different locations wherever they feel, you know, or wherever they reside and drop off. It's just like a baby shower. So whatever you think would be on a baby shower registry is what you would purchase.
Okay. Are you going totally with that? Or do you actually have a list of things that you would encourage?
We always encourage diapers and wipes because that, of course, is a need all the time.
Right.
But the community
is funny what those little guys do with food.
It is, isn't it? How many diapers you go through in just one day. It's astonishing. But we have such a beautiful community that comes alongside of us, Steve, and we get high chairs and we get car seats and we get playpens and things like that. All of those items purchased brand new so that our moms and families can really feel like, wow, CareNet and the community cares.
Okay, now we have more to talk about, but I want to go to a break before we press on with new content, the things we want to cover today. But any more on the open house or the banquet?
No, everything.
Okay, so if you just tuned in, before we go to the break, let me remind you, the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque banquet, their fundraising banquet, they are a nonprofit, and this is a way for them to raise funds to save lives. The banquet is happening Tuesday, May 9th at the Marriott, celebrating 40th anniversary of CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque with special speaker Seth Gruber. And one of his projects that Jennifer mentioned, you may check out, White Rose Resistance. And then the open house. I'm sorry, did we have a date on the open house I didn't mention?
There are actually multiple
because
they're at every location.
Okay.
So if they go on to our website, we will have all of those in the next coming 2 weeks, I will say.
Okay.
Because it is. But it is the end of May, early June.
Okay, and that's carenetabq.com. Mm-hmm. And since it's different days for open, you can go to all of them.
You really can, yeah. Yep. I mean, a lot of people love to go to the one nearest in their neighborhood.
Honey, what are we doing tonight? We're going to the open house.
There you go.
I thought we did that last week. Nope, we're doing it again.
Yeah. There you go.
I love it.
You can hit five different open houses. Yes.
All right, well done. You do good work. Okay, so open house in late May, but watch for those dates at carenetabq.com. That is open house / baby shower. And again, you're getting a lot of help there from your friends and our friends at KFLQ.
Yes.
All right, coming up after the break, we'll press on with more from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. And throughout the hour, in the next three segments, we'll share some of that music from Matthew West. Pro-sanctity of human life. I was real impressed when I heard these. You will be too. Stay with us, ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. I'm Steve Ryman in studio with Paula and Jennifer from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. If you missed our first segment, write down the date, May 9th, for the banquet. You'll want details about that 40th anniversary celebration annual banquet that is happening at the Marriott on May 9th. The details at carenetabq.com. Special speaker Seth Gruber will be a part of that. And listen, if you're a business owner and you're interested in sponsoring that banquet, you'll find information at carenetabq.com. But here is the admin number for you to call to connect and get all the details you need. It's 505-880-8373. That's 880-8373. Okay, so we talked about the banquet. We talked about the open house, and those details are coming to the website soon. Open house / baby showers at the five different locations on different dates. So look for details on that and how CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, with the help of KFLQ and others, are making those happen. Now, and we briefly mentioned the new location in the South Valley. When you said five locations, prompted that. How's that going?
Wow. It's going good. The response of the sixth location down in the South Valley.
That's the sixth.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'm
brick and mortar. So we do have six.
Okay.
We have the sixth. One of them is our medical mobile unit.
Okay.
It's considered a
absolutely
mobile location.
That's right. That's right.
So, but five brick and mortar locations. So our South Valley location opened up in February 6th, and we have seen a good welcoming of the center being there. We got on Google Maps, which is amazing. We're always excited about that. And so we are seeing activity down in the South Valley with people wanting to know a little bit more about who CareNet is and what we do. And we've had some, surprises there, as far as good surprises, mm-hmm. where women are seeking services. So that is so encouraging. The other part is that CareNet at our northeast location is growing. And so we are moving to a new location.
Now remind us where that is.
That is on Candelaria and Eubank.
Okay.
Yes, and we've been there for many years, and God in his amazing grace has allowed us to get a bigger location, which will allow us to serve more men and women in the community.
All right, and that's the build out we mentioned. Mm-hmm. You have a need for some staff.
We do. We are always looking for volunteers that have a passion for life and that have a calling to serve the women that are facing unplanned pregnancies. We are always looking for medical professionals, nurses, registered nurses, sonographers. We need them so badly. Right now, we need volunteers in our Rio Rancho location. So if you live in Rio Rancho and you have a desire to come alongside CareNet, we train, we equip, and we will... we could use the help, certainly.
Okay, and just in case someone missed that, they need what? Volunteers with a professional medical background,
yes.
Nurses specifically, stenographers, volunteers in general.
Yes, volunteers in general.
If you've got the time, and I was going to say the talent, but don't wonder whether or not you have the talent. CareNet will train in the areas that they need assistance that you'd be best suited for.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you can always visit our website, too, and it gives you a list of the opportunities as to where you can volunteer and help CareNet out.
What's the website, Paula?
CareNetABQ.com.
Okay. You'll hear it a few times before the top of the hour. As I mentioned and kind of teased, we put together these three songs. Matthew West is the artist that we're going to be featuring throughout the hour. And let's listen to this first song. It's Life Inside You. And listen closely, because afterwards we'll talk about some of the stuff that might generate conversations about some of the work that CareNet does that we haven't mentioned yet today. We'll get to that right after the song. But here's Matthew West and Life Inside You.
She's just a baby, but the doctors say she's got a baby on the way. And now the devastation makes her start to cry. How could this be happening? She wonders why. But they're talking options like it's just another day. And the choice is hers to make. But there's a life inside you. And there's a beating heart. And there's a child of wonder shining like a star. There's a life inside you. Ooh. I know a boy who's all caught up in his addictions and they're tearing him. It's time to let go. But if I could talk to that boy, I would die for him to know. There's a life inside you. Yeah, there's a beating heart. And there's a child of wonder shining like a star. There's a light inside place. Imperfect people in need of grace. But that's why God sent his only son to die, so that every broken heart could have a life inside. So just open up your broken heart. Can you feel it? There's a life inside you.
There you go, Matthew West, Life Inside You. We're visiting today with CareNet Pregnancy Center of Albuquerque staff, Paula and Jennifer, both in studio. And I got plenty out of that song that would generate conversation, but I could, you know, our engineer, Jared, knows me well. If you two weren't here, I could just talk to the wall. I could just keep going. I want to give you opportunity before I dive into this. What stood out to you on that, Paula?
Beating heart.
Yeah?
Beating heart because, you know, statistics show that 80% of women that see their babies in an ultrasound, that beating heart,
yeah,
they will change their mind.
Yeah.
And the ultrasound, choose life.
I mean, the ultrasound, fingers, toes, face,
yes,
beating heart, yeah.
It's seeing the baby in the womb.
I've shared several times after someone from CareNet Pregnancy Center of Albuquerque had shared that with me, and I was like, man, what a blessing those ultrasound
machines are.
Wow.
Yes.
And there's one at each location?
There is one on each location. We're actually getting ready to purchase new updated 3D ultrasound machines. And that will just be more.
Yeah, maybe they'll start instead of the 80 percentile, they'll be in the 90 percentile.
Oh, that is, awesome. I mean, awesome. You know, like, yeah, I mean, that the statistics, you know, 80%, that's high.
Yeah.
You know, when she is contemplating an abortion, you know, the other thing that stood out to me is options, the choice for her to make.
Yeah.
You know, that is something that we want to educate her. We do not want to, we want her to know that she is valued. She is, we want to empower her. We want her to know that she is not alone when she's facing an unplanned pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And they are scared. And, you know, Steve, we see more women come to our centers that are church attendees.
Uh-huh.
And
you know why? Here's why that is, Paula, because in the song it says, all of us sin. Mm-hmm. All of us need Jesus. And we've all seen the bumper sticker. I'm not sinless. I'm a Christian. I'm not sinless. Mm-hmm. We should sin less.
Yeah.
We should see the work of Christ in us. However, you know, we're not going to be perfect till, you know, we're not going to be completely redeemed until we're with him.
Sure.
I interrupted you.
No, that's good. You know, with that, it makes you think of, do in your realm of people that you know, how do you reach out to her? Mm-hmm. How do they know that they can come to you and share their most a scared moment of an unplanned pregnancy? We're all churchgoers, mm-hmm. attendees, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how do we help our community understand that she is not alone? How do we help her understand that we will walk this journey with her?
And you know what? Love is a verb.
That's right.
And that mm-hmm. is love.
It's an action.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that stood out to me, and you brought it up, you said scared. In the song, he mentions crying.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of emotion when stuff like this happens. And we can make knee-jerk reaction decisions,
yep.
when we're overwhelmed with emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And what CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque does is meet people where they are and provide truth, provide
yes.
information. How many times, you know, growing up, the pros and the cons, you know, get all the information before you make a decision.
Right.
And that's something that stood out to me. Jennifer?
What stood out to me was, I know a girl who's growing up too fast. She's stuck mm-hmm. between her future and her past, because I got pregnant at 17 years old. And that is just all too familiar, because she is thinking about, oh my gosh, what just happened, and
yeah.
why me,
yeah.
right? And I'm thankful that I have an amazing 23-year-old son who is just phenomenal human being. I could not imagine life
right.
without him. And so when, you know, that lyric, those lyrics pop up, that is true. That is exactly what you're experiencing, because you just, like you said, you don't know what to do.
Yeah. And you mentioned the song talking about a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I noticed was it talked about a boy.
That's right.
It takes two to tango.
That's right.
You know, and CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque for 40 years mm-hmm. has been providing the assistance for ladies, young ladies and young men.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Or older. Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. People.
Yes.
That are dealing with this. In a loving fashion, mm-hmm. CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque has done that. Well, we are up against a break, and we're going to come back. We'll rehash a little bit of the stuff we talked about earlier as far as events that are coming up, so people make sure they have that information. And we have more Matthew. Matthew West did three of the. I was looking at this week, and I was like, mm-hmm. man. And really well, actually, I feel like the farther we get into this, the better he wrote. I'm looking forward to it myself. Hopefully you are too. We'll get to more after the break on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
All right, ABQ Connect in studio with Paula and Jennifer from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. And we already mentioned their banquet coming up May 9th. That's Tuesday night at the Marriott, celebrating 40 years of CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque doing the work that they do. And some, you know, one of the praise reports, of course, the new center in the South Valley, which with the mobile unit makes six different places. And that would be, let's see, Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, East Mountains. Oh, Paula's going to give me a cheat sheet. Los Lunas and Edgewood was the East Mountain that I mentioned. Let me say this too. Mistakenly thought that I'd only have CareNet here for half the show today, but they're here for the full show, and I miscommunicated to Paula. So if she needs to sneak out or she had other obligations, no, I just, because it was like, where did Paula go at the end of the show? That's what's going on. But we've got plenty of good content. We just went through that Matthew West song, Life Inside You, and some of the things it covered. We've got two more. If we have time, we're going to do both. But let's go ahead and jump into this next one. It's Matthew West, Unplanned. And after the song, we'll see what kind of conversation that generates. Here we go. Matthew West on ABQ Connect.
I'm looking at a masterpiece. I'm staring at a work of art. I'm listening to a symphony in every beat of your tiny heart. You used to be a choice to make, but now I think you've chosen me. 'Cause I see 10 fingers, 10 toes, 2 eyes, and I know this is meant to be. Oh, I don't believe in accidents. Miracles, they don't just happen by chance. As long as my God holds the world in his hands, I know that there's no such thing as unplanned. Than just a choice, 'cause there's no such thing as unplanned.
That is Matthew West, Unplanned. He wrote some powerful songs. And actually, we're in studio with a staff from CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, and I listened to these songs earlier this week, and I thought, wow, that could, and not only start conversation here in studio, if you're listening, it may prompt a conversation maybe you've had with someone else, and hopefully we can give you some direction and how to handle some of those conversations. Listen, while you take a deep breath, I'm gonna reach out. You know what? It's powerful.
It is.
Jennifer, what did you think? What stood out to you?
Gosh, you know, something that we always say at CareNet is some of the best things in life are unplanned, because for us, we don't plan them,
right?
As human beings, but God tells us, just like his word says, that he knew us and he knit us before we were in our mother's womb.
Right.
And so it's not unplanned to the Lord. But as human beings, we let our flesh get involved and we think, oh gosh, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
Right. And so I just love the fact that he said, I know that there's no such thing as unplanned.
Yeah.
Because that's the truth when it comes to our lives and when it comes to an unplanned pregnancy.
How often, and this is something I got from the song, how often do you ladies hear from people, my life's over, mm-hmm. it's the end?
Yeah, mm-hmm. You have tunnel vision. You just can't see past this pregnancy.
And I think he mentions it in the song. It's not mm-hmm. an end. It's the beginning.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. There's plenty to look forward to. Paula, how you doing?
I'm good.
Okay. What stood out to you?
Oh goodness. You know, when we look at art.
Yeah.
You know, we look at our Sandia Mountains, and when we have these beautiful sunsets and we look at that masterpiece, we look at every day is different, just like every human being is, you know, fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm sorry. I'm super.
That's why you're so good at what you do.
You know,
I hear, you know, what I'm hearing is the creator of the universe.
Yeah.
You know, the God who measures the universe by the span of his hand, created us.
Yeah.
And created these babies.
Yeah.
And they're beautiful. And when you look, you know, here's the practical guy in me. You know, when you look at the creation, I mean, of a human, it's amazing.
Yeah.
The engineering, you know, how can you say there's not a creator?
Right.
And then to see that life inside someone else. And actually, Paula, you mentioned it after that last song, to see through an ultrasound,
right? Yes.
That creation has such an impact. And now listen, the things we're talking about, the services provided by CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque happen because of the generosity of the people that are donating to keep this nonprofit organization going for 40 years in Albuquerque now.
Right. 40 years. You know, all our services are free and confidential. Everything we do is free. And truly, it is an honor and a blessing to be able to serve the community in such a generous manner because of the generous donors that give to CareNet.
Yeah.
And to be able to help her navigate the waters that she is dealing with.
Right. And him.
If
he's willing.
Absolutely.
Some of the other things you do, some of the testing.
Yes. We also do STI testing. We do pregnancy tests. So we get the opportunity to meet with our community, the community, and also share the gospel with them.
Yeah.
You know, we are 100% permission based. So we ask, would you allow us to pray with you? Would you allow us to share, our faith with you? So we are a Christ-centered organization wanting to help not only just their immediate need, but longevity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we mentioned, from the generosity of those who provide donations, exactly how much government funds do you guys get?
Zero.
Okay. That's what I thought. just a reminder, I know most of us know that, but zero.
Zero.
And great things have happened through CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque for 40 years. With your help, that'll continue to happen. Go to carenetabq.com. It's really easy to find the donate link, and you can assist that way, or maybe be part of the banquet on May 9th. You'll find information on the website as well. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we got one more Matthew West song, if you can take it.
It's emotional. It pulls at our heartstrings.
Yeah, but there's truth in it.
Absolutely.
And we're gonna continue the conversation after the break on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
We are in the studio, our continuing conversation with Paula and Jennifer from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. And we mentioned earlier in the show the banquet happening May 9th at the Marriott, celebrating 40 years of CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque and the work they do here in New Mexico. And if you need information about that, whether you, about the banquet, or maybe you're a business owner that wants to sponsor what's going on, this is the time of year. The main event they hold. They have other events throughout the year to raise money, but this is a big one. And you can call them. The admin number is 505-880-8373. You can always find the information you're looking for at carenetabq.com. And a couple of the other things we touched on, coming in later in May, open house / baby showers. That's going to be a lot of fun with the help you're getting from our friends at KFLQ. Mm-hmm. And the new location in the South Valley, a build out of another location, and the need for volunteers that specialize in the medical field, nurses or stenographers. Volunteers are needed, and you can contact CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque to find out how you can be a part of that as well. We've already listened to a couple of songs from an artist some of our listeners familiar with, Matthew West. The first song we listened to was Life Inside You, and he had another one, Unplanned. We have one more we're going to listen to and then generate some conversation afterwards that hopefully you can use as you have conversations with others about the sanctity of human life. Let's go ahead and listen to this. It's Matthew West, Untold, on ABQ Connect.
I'm the news that nobody expected. I was never a part of your plan. I'm the reason why life as you know it feels like it's slipping through your trembling hands. And the doctors say I'm just an option, a mistake you can make disappear. I may not have a voice, but I'm more than a choice. I'm as real as the heartbeat you hear. So don't close the book on me yet. I still got a long way to go. Empty pages to fill, and the best part is still down the road. I am a story untold. I am God's miracle in the making, proof that all things can work for the good. I am fingers and toes, and heaven already knows the name you'll pick out for me already. The best part is still down the road. Oh, I am a story untold. Every life is sacred. Every life is a gift. Yeah.
know you're scared. I know you're scared right now. But when you hear my first cry, when you look in my eyes, you'll understand why. You'll understand why. Why you brought me to life. Don't close the book on me yet. I still got a long
There you go, Matthew West, Untold. Hey, I thought one of the things I was thinking while listening to that song is we post our shows online at abqconnect.online. Look for this when opportunity provides itself that you could download the show or share the link with someone who maybe needs to hear some of the conversation that we've had today. But as we've gone through these songs, we're in studio with Paula and Jennifer from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, and who wants to chime in? What did you get from this final song, Untold, from Matthew West?
I think for me, what I really just want to say is when it says, "I know you're scared." Again, this is a really tough time for a girl to find out that she's pregnant with an unplanned pregnancy, or a guy to find out. One thing that the Lord just wanted me to mention is if she or he did not go through that pregnancy, if they did choose to have an abortion, CareNet also offers post-abortive healing and grief support.
Yes.
Because it is a very scary time. And that's, I know that's not what this particular song was talking about, but the feelings of just being scared.
I wrote it down. Yeah. The feelings.
The feelings of being scared. Mm-hmm. She and he can come to us, and we provide that post-abortive healing and grief
loving
support.
Loving post-abortive.
Absolutely.
Grief and support.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Paula, anything else?
My encouragement, I guess, is kind of like exactly what it says, don't close the book on me yet.
Mm-hmm.
Reach out to CareNet. If you are scared, you have absolutely no idea
mm-hmm.
what to do, and you have more options than just that.
Okay. And we want to make sure you know how to do that. CareNetABQ.com. That's CareNetABQ.com. And one of the things I wrote down, it mentioned, you know, the doctor is telling you one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be careful where I go here, because I don't want, you know, plenty of doctors doing a lot of good work. There's
absolutely.
There's people, though, and, you know, that are in the medical field that are telling people things that you could better address than I could, Paula.
Yeah, when it says, doctor says that I'm an option, that's the line that he used.
Mm-hmm.
And just like I said, you know, there's more options.
Yeah. Well, and not only doctors and medical people, but, there's places that people go other than CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque,
right.
mm-hmm. and they're given, they're told things that really they're not true.
Correct.
And what are some of what are some of the lies used at places people may choose to visit when they encounter an unexpected pregnancy?
Well, the fact is they don't give her much of a choice other than an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reality. So we want to make sure that she understands that she has. There's other places that she can go to get more information. She doesn't have to just go.
She doesn't have to go and hear that her baby is a clump of cells, or that she's going to ruin her life.
Correct.
Yeah.
Or that she is too young, because the reality is we can help and we can come alongside.
All right. Well, hey, we're out of time. Yes. But ladies, thanks for coming in. And a reminder to our listeners to go to carenetabq.com. They'll find all the information they need there.
Yes.
All the stuff we talked about today. And can we invite you back?
Yes, absolutely. Please. Thank you for having us.
All right. Yes. Love to have you in. And thanks for tuning in. Hey, tomorrow, ABQ Connect. What's happening with the banks around America? Well, the Friday financial update will touch on that. The Heritage update will as well. And much more, including a Man Up update. That's coming tomorrow on ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.